This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Friday, May 5th, AD 2023. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. In 2019, there were 900,000 Uyghur Muslim children in Chinese boarding schools who have been separated from family members, reports Bitter Winter magazine. Their parents, according to Family Research Council, are being held in concentration camps, also described as extrajudicial detention facilities, where detainees are subjected to brainwashing and other forms of torture, including rape. The schools and dorms are an important part of the cultural genocide perpetuated through the indoctrination of the Uyghur children. This is criminal. The minors are isolated and under the absolute control and influence of unrelated and foreign persons. Under any circumstance other than government involvement, this would be deemed radicalization or extremism. A camp survivor named Zumrat Dawit obtained video clips of the kind of indoctrination that is taking place right now. Listen to the Chinese dialogue, after which I'll offer the English translation. What is your dream? My dream is to be a member of the People's Liberation Army when I grow up. I want to be a border soldier warrior to defend the borders of our country. Good. Do you know what kind of people the People's Liberation Army are? The People's Liberation Army are very brave men who love the motherland very much and are not afraid to sacrifice their own lives. But have you thought about it, as you want to be a border warrior? When the enemy invades to protect the borders of our homeland, will you charge forward bravely? I will dash forward bravely. Not afraid of sacrifice? Not afraid of sacrifice. The disturbing audio in all four videos is in Chinese, but they are captioned in English. Matthew 18, verse 6 says, "If anyone causes one of these little ones, those who believe in me, to stumble, it would be better for them to have a large millstone hung around their neck and to be drowned in the depths of the sea." Since Tucker Carlson was fired by Fox News, he's expressed interest in moderating his own GOP candidate forum outside of the usual strictures of the Republican National Committee debate system, reports the Washington Post. The idea, which he's discussed with Donald Trump, the frontrunner for the party nomination, would test his sway over conservative politics and would take a jab at his former employer since Fox is hosting the first official primary debate, which Trump has threatened not to attend, according to the New York Post. On Monday, 1,900 pro-lifers turned out in Maine to oppose an extreme pro-abortion bill, LD 1619, introduced by Democrat Governor Janet Mills, that would legalize murder in the womb after viability. According to WMTW and Fox News, it was the most well-attended public hearing of the year at the Maine State Legislature. It lasted for an incredible 19 hours from 12 noon on Monday through 7 a.m. Tuesday morning. Ann Dowdy, one of the 675 pro-lifers who signed up to speak, was holding her toddler named Rejoice.
I think that it is wrong for us to be killing our babies when they could be living. My daughter was born at 24 weeks gestation here in Augusta almost 2 years ago.
And Penny and Eric Winter, a married couple, waited in line in the rain Monday morning for 2 hours just to sign up to testify.
I believe that viable children need to be protected.
We're not talking about something done to some helpless tissue. This is a body with arms and legs, a heartbeat and a face that is exposed to abortion by this bill.
And finally, the grandson of Charles Stanley has received backlash after selling some of his grandfather's personal items online less than 2 weeks after the pastor's death. Matt Broderson, who's the youngest child of Stanley's daughter, Becky, revealed these details in a YouTube video.
What's up, guys? It's Matt. My grandpa, Dr. Charles Stanley, just passed away on April 18th, 2023. We all got to go through his stuff and find things that we would keep. I found a few things that I thought were really awesome. I'm going to put them on eBay, and there's going to be a bid, and you can auction for it if you want it. This one is a 13 by 13 inches picture that you can hang on your wall, and it is signed by my grandpa on 8/30/1996. It's something that I'd love for one of his fans to have, but that's not all. Whoever wins that picture frame, I'm going to include some bonus gifts, things that I found in his desk that were there when he passed away. I'm going to give them my grandpa's coin collection that was in his desk. Those will be your bonus gifts. The second item that I'm auctioning off is a pocket watch I found in his desk that has his engravings on it. CFS for Charles Fraser Stanley. And if you win this one, then I'm going to send you the rest of the watches that I found in his desk.
On eBay, Charles Stanley's engraved pocket watch sold for $2,375 after 63 bids, while the framed and signed picture of Charles Stanley sold for $3,650 after 40 bids. In response to the negative feedback, Broderson said this in his defense.
I've already got some negative feedback on eBay for wanting to auction off some of my grandpa's things. I've got this guy on eBay who's already like, no grandson of Dr. Stanley would run this ad 1 week following his grandfather's death. I'm a human being who has bills to pay, and you know how the economy is? No, I don't really have shame in selling some of his stuff. Whoever wins is going to help me pay my bills, which I desperately need right now. I'm not afraid to admit that.
In an interview with the Christian Post shortly after his grandfather's death, Broderson shared how Stanley supported him during dark times. After blowing his inheritance money on drugs and alcohol, he became depressed and suicidal. Stanley told him, quote, Matthew, I want you to always remember, the most important thing in life is to obey God and leave all the consequences to him, end quote. In John 14:23, Jesus said, anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. And that's The World View on this Friday, May 5th in the year of our Lord, 2023. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.